This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us right here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. And the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Mark.
So we were talking in the last hour, and I don't know if there's much more to say about it, but in case you want to weigh in, you're certainly welcome to. It's a big trial at the moment about, really, it's kind of a freedom of speech trial, in my opinion.
Yeah, they call it, they use the terminology freedom of speech in these.
The defense does.
The defense in here that it's, I guess that it's your freedom of speech to encourage people to kill themselves.
It should be. I mean, it's tacky as hell. She was 17 at the time. She's 20 years old now. She had been encouraging her, you're saying he wasn't really her boyfriend because they weren't nearly close by to one another, but her boyfriend supposedly to kill himself. He had been wanting to for a long time. He had attempted suicide years in the past and I guess talked a lot about it. And so she was trying to encourage him to go through with it because I don't know what her excuse is for that, just because maybe she wanted him to shut up about it. I don't know. But like I said, I haven't read all
this. Shut up.
I haven't read all these chat logs, but he did actually go out one night to put a hose, I guess, connect a hose to his exhaust pipe on his truck, run that into the window on the vehicle, and then sit in the cab, filling the cab with carbon monoxide, which is supposed to be a relatively painless way to die. And he had second thoughts in the middle of the process, stepped out of the truck, and then contacted her via his cell phone, where she then encouraged him to get back in, which he then did, and now he is no longer with us. She's been charged with, what was it, involuntary manslaughter? I presume they're looking for a felony, several years in prison here.
Yeah, involuntary manslaughter is a felony, yep.
And that's the story. It's in court right now. It's in front of a judge. And, I mean, I think that there are some things that are probably morally questionable or wrong, but they shouldn't be illegal. And freedom of speech is a thing that you can use to do some really, say some really offensive things. That's sort of part and parcel of the whole idea behind freedom of speech, is that it's the unpopular things that are out there that
you don't need a protection for freedom of speech for popular speech, for speech right. That people want to hear.
It's not under
she
threat.
She wouldn't be on trial for trying to prevent this man from exercising his right as an individual to end his own life, right? She wouldn't be on trial for trying to stop him. The question is whether you have the right, as far as speech goes, to encourage somebody. Now, I have a bit difficult time with this. I mean, this isn't political speech by any stretch of the imagination. And it's very distasteful, and it's hard for me to look at this person as if they're good. I think of her as bad, and thus, what do I care what the results are?
Well, I mean, we should care because freedom of speech matters.
Right. Cause it's the slippery slope argument, which is, of course, a logical fallacy.
Right.
The slippery slope argument is that if the government can get its decide that this is a form of speech that one can't participate in, then what?
Then you've opened up Pandora's box.
Yeah.
They want to control every facet. And, and these prosecutors, they're desperate for any conviction upon anything or any plea or whatever. I mean, they just... they're just thrown yes against a wall.
See what sticks.
Half the time to see what's almost all the time, really. I've experienced, a lot of this, BS with prosecutors. They go after people for any little thing they possibly.
And this case may very well be better off in front of a judge than a jury because, the jury might be like, cyber bully, guilty. Whereas the judge may have the ability to say, well, this is free speech. It's distasteful, but. Not guilty.
So this is at trial in front of a judge right now?
Yes, it is, in Massachusetts.
That would have definitely been the choice of the defense to do such a thing.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So if you want to comment on this, you're welcome to. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But like I said, you know, there's offensive things being said all the time. Every moment of every day, there's some sort of offensive, rude, distasteful, objectionable comment being made on likely, you know, a YouTube comment or blog comments or chat rooms, 4chan. I mean, if this guy had gone into 4chan, which for those that don't know, 4chan is an anonymous message board where people can post, you know, all kinds of different stuff, and it's basically an S show in a lot of ways. And,
yeah.
You know, some people love it. It's where a lot of the great memes have come from. So there's certainly a lot of creative, talented people on 4chan.
Right. When they're, you know, the argument that would be made for something like 4chan is where you have, you know, just the lack of regulation, the creativity is able to thrive. And where
sure.
creativity is able to thrive, you get, you know, wonderful, interesting, poignant, and poignant and insightful. It's just the same word. You know, art, essentially. I think that 4chan can be artistic.
But you have to have the other side to get that.
An awful place.
Yeah, well, that's just it. You have to have the ability to have the dark side of that freedom of speech in order to have the wonderful things that you're talking about. You know, otherwise, everybody's at risk. And so what if this guy, he's 18 years old, he's suicidal. What if he went on 4chan and just posted his thoughts about suicide on there and, you know, told him, hey, I want to, you know, kill myself and here's what I've got planned. Or maybe he'd ask for help because, again, this young lady was apparently suggesting this suicide method to him, in addition to encouraging him to do it.
Well, he had done research online and come to the conclusions.
She had suggested. I apologize.
And I'm sure that she had some input on those sorts of things. These people, I mean, you know how young people text. They texted constantly.
Right.
This is their like secret internet friend that's going to kill himself, and I'm just going to help him. I mean, I don't know. It's really weird stuff, but...
But what I was saying is, what if he went to 4chan instead of having this supposed girlfriend?
Yeah.
What if he went to 4chan and posted his plans on there, asked for input or whatever ideas, and all these anonymous, you know, a lot of them a-holes, went in there and just started giving him suicide plans and tips and encouragement. And, you know, maybe there was 25 people on that thread who told him that he should off himself. Does that mean that the prosecution should be able to go and subpoena 4chan's server and get IP information for every single person that was using the supposed anonymous message board on that day, track down all of their locations and bring them all up on charges?
I think that the most damning piece of evidence against her is the fact that the guy got out of the truck kind of questioning whether or not he wanted to do this, and she encouraged him to get – she told him to get back in the truck. And that makes him look like the powerless Nimrod and her look like the evil harpy that is attempting to, I don't know – garner some kind of sympathy.
Yeah, but it's still just more words. That's all. It's still just she's not his puppet master, right?
That is what is being portrayed in the news. And there's a couple of texts that you can grab out of these, you know, many, many, many texts that are out there, and it looks that way. That doesn't mean it's true. And then how would it ever be? Are you not responsible for your actions? I mean, obviously he is. The consequences came down upon him. I think it's that people see these dire consequences and this poor, you know, this pathetic guy that was struggling with life, and they want somebody to pay. Mm. And, I feel like I understand where they're coming from when it comes to this woman. It's hard to look at her as somebody else, but she was younger than this guy, and he didn't shut up about wanting to commit suicide. He was just suicide, 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 suicide. You know, and that
maybe she was tired of hearing about it.
That emo stuff is, you know, it's played out, man.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. You are welcome to weigh in on this situation. And maybe you think something should be done to this young lady. I mean, ultimately, she's the one who has to live with this for the rest of her life.
That's where I never got my the ability to point out that I think that she should be punished, and I think she's gotten the punishment. The punishment is severe public shaming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Is the punishment of being in prison for, I don't know, this is a this is the lowest degree of felony, call it
5 years.
3 years or something like that for involuntary manslaughter. I mean, I've seen people who've killed people in drunk driving accidents, which would essentially be something similar, even worse, frankly, do less than 3 years in prison. Is that going to solve anything? Is that going to be a worse punishment than what she's gotten?
855 450 free.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We invite invite you here to Free Talk Live, where you can join us on the radio waves. You can bring up anything that is on your mind and take control of these airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Has free speech gone far enough? You've got teenagers encouraging each other to kill one another on the Internet, and now one of them has been charged criminally for it. That is the news out of Massachusetts, where a young lady is facing years in prison for encouraging her then supposed boyfriend online to kill himself. Well, he did, and now they're bringing criminal misdemeanor, or excuse me, felony charges of involuntary manslaughter against her. And you know, if there is somebody out there that thinks that she should go to jail for this, I want to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've got another story, Jay, that you're going to tell us about. But first, Mark, what's the latest from hope.freetalklive.com with the orphanage that's being built in Uganda?
So I needed a total of $4,000 in order to buy all the supplies to get the walls finished, the roof done. I had listed off all the supplies in last night's show. But there was sort of a break point between the two, you know, supplies. Like, we could get $2,500 would get us the supplies we needed to get the walls done, and then we could get the remainder of the stuff for the roofing done with another $1,500. I got that $2,500 raised, but I haven't got that $1,500 yet raised. So I would encourage you, please, if you're interested in helping some about 40 orphans who have to sleep head to toe in a dark room with no electricity, to be able to have their own place so that they can each have a bed and a little closet or footlocker kind of thing, and a place to wash their face and brush their teeth in the morning so that they can go to school. If you want them to have that kind of thing, we can do that for about $20,000. $20,000 for a domicile for 40 kids whose parents have died from war and AIDS and, you know, the variety of things that kill parents in Uganda, I guess. But, you know, I've done all the checking. It's a legit story. If you want to help these kids, please go to hope.freetalklive.com. I've got all kinds of options for you. You can give to my PayPal, and I'll make sure they get it. I've been using Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, to send it over there. That's the only Bitcoin transactions I've been doing because it's widely accepted, and there's somebody in Uganda that can help them transmit that money into shillings.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really great. You know, right there. So PayPal, GoFundMe, Bitcoin, Ether, Dash, your choice, right there at hope.freetalklive.com.
Now, so your donation is going to be tripled.
That's correct. Donate. By both Cell411 at GetCell411.com and the Jax wallet, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at Jax.io.
Which is incredibly generous and awesome.
Yes, it is.
So it's, once again, Hope.FreeTalkLive.com. Now, you had an interview this morning. Did that happen?
It didn't. I was supposed to have an interview with Kamua Saul, who is the preacher man that I sent over there to sort of check everything out. And he had never met Ndufuna Johnson, but once he went over there and saw what was going on, he hooked up with Ndufuna to help him sort of in his advisory role. Kamua Saul is a man probably in his 40s or 50s. He's a preacher and, you know, he understands how to do fundraising and, you know, just things that a 40-year-old, 50-year-old man would understand. Ndufuna Johnson is, I think he's in his early 20s, if not in his late teens. I don't know his age precisely, but he's a young man. He was himself in this area an orphan, and he, you know, developed his faith and interest in orphans as a result. These are probably his friends that he was helping along. Like, he's just the older brother of these kids, and he's just constantly, you know, more of them come along because there's always the need. So
was it technical difficulties this morning?
Or yeah, the Ndufuna Johnson couldn't use Skype for whatever reason. Excuse me. Kamua Saul couldn't use Skype for whatever reason, wanted to use Facebook Messenger. I didn't have that set up, so I needed your help, but then, you know, when it was done, it wasn't available. So
didn't work out, huh?
Yeah, tomorrow, maybe.
Okay, very good. So, and that'll appear on the Edgington Post, which people can go and listen to. If you subscribe to our normal podcast, it's included. And if you want to just subscribe to Edgington Post, you go to feeds.freetalklive.com. There's a special Edgington Post-only feed available for you there. So, Ian, Jay, and Mark in the studio tonight. Jay, you have somebody you know who runs, I guess, a is it a lumber mill?
A sawmill.
Sawmill down in Fitzwilliam, New Hampshire.
Yes.
That's being threatened by the EPA.
Oh, he's been fighting with the EPA for 10 years. So I went there a couple weeks ago to buy some lumber because I want to buy lumber directly from the guy who makes it, and I want to buy it from a family.
Okay.
And
the best deal that way, I guess.
Absolutely. And I don't buy stuff like that from Home Depot because one thing in New Hampshire, we can go buy lumber from guys who actually make lumber. We
Indeed.
Get a lot of it.
Yeah, I've got things on my property that are made out of only the wood on my property.
So is Damon Sawmill in Fitzwilliam, New Hampshire. They're on Route 12. They're like a mile north of the Massachusetts line. And I showed up there. The guy's, he's just sawing lumber. Says, when we're yelling at each other over the saws, he asked me where I'm from. And I says, well, originally I'm from Massachusetts. He says, what the hell are you doing in New Hampshire? I said, I came here to overthrow the government. And he just
turned
looks
off the
at
saw
me.
And said, I'm here.
He looks at me and says, I love you. And he's like, let's go over here. So we walk outside the sawmill, and he starts telling me about the EPA. The EPA, I've been fighting with him for 10 years. He goes, come here, show me. He shows me this big engine. It's like a locomotive engine or a big boat engine. It's an old 1940s genset that makes like 700 or 800 kilowatt of electricity, three phase. It turns 900 RPM. So to make 60 hertz electricity, you generally have diesel generators that run 1800 RPM and gas generators that run 3600 RPM to get to 60 hertz. I've never heard of a 900 RPM engine. This engine turns very slow. It's very efficient. He can run his whole power plant for less than, he can run his whole sawmill for just under 10 gallons per hour. And this is a huge sawmill. There is just saws and bark strippers and
that
planers.
That is really impressive. Knowing a little bit about diesel engines, I'm pretty surprised that you can do it on 10 gallons an hour.
Yeah, just under 10 gallons an hour. Okay. Now, he has been fighting with the EPA for 10 years, has been like basically been saying, you need to tie into the grid. You can't run your own engine.
What?
So he can't buy the electricity. Just to buy the electricity from the grid would cost him about triple of what he's paying for diesel fuel to run the engine.
And this just has to do with the fact that he's burning fuel? They don't like that?
This has to do my opinion is this has to do with the fact that this guy don't need the grid, that this guy's independent, that there's a major sawmills like Sasasmo over in Brattleboro, which is like one of the largest sawmills in New England, that would love to see this guy not operate.
Yeah,
I am sure that there's a Sasasmo lobbyist that is pro this EPA stuff. And I'm sure there is National Grid or Eversource or whoever that is pro this EPA to make sure these guys tie into the grid.
Let's talk more about it coming up here in moments. Maybe you can relate. You're welcome to dial in toll free and join us here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, where you're invited to Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
I love sporting events, the atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here. Bring up anything that you want. You think you own your property? Not when the EPA comes sniffing around. And apparently one lumber mill owner in New Hampshire has been dealing with these people for a decade. Jay Noon is with us here tonight. Ian and Mark also in the studio. And you are welcome to share your stories, your thoughts, your observations. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've also got Skype. So Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. And if you support Free Talk Live and you want to help us out, one of the easiest ways to do it and get everything that you need to get online as far as shopping is concerned is to go to shop.freetalklive.com. You go through the Amazon links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, UK, Canada. You just go into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live benefits. You get the same great deals that you're used to. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a cut for sending them the business when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. All right, so Jay, you were telling us about a Fitzwilliam, New Hampshire. It's kind of southwestern New Hampshire, maybe about 25 minutes south of here.
Yep.
And we're here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing this show from. You met a guy recently who runs a lumber mill. And
yep. His name is Brian Damon.
And he runs it all off of a big old engine.
Right.
That he says is very efficient.
Yep.
That he spends, what was it, 10 gallons per...
He said less than 10 gallons per hour.
Per hour.
And it is more than enough capacity to run everything. So the EPA forced him to... His options were get on a grid, which is going to be, I think, $1.4 million or $1.3 million dollars. Just
well,
for,
I thought you said it was $1.2, but I mean, we're just arguing about, you know, change.
I don't remember the exact number, but he
did tell
me. To
get on the grid, why is it so expensive?
Because you got to run three-phase power down some class 5 road.
Oh, he's way away from
William,
the,
New Hampshire.
He's way away from the power lines.
So there is no three-phase in the road. Where he's at, there's no three-phase there, so they're going to bring it in several miles. And then the transformers. Now, my stepfather out in Colorado, we had these. We would buy 10K transformers. He would buy to run these irrigation sprinklers, and a 10K transformer for three-phase, you need three of them, was about $20,000 per transformer. So a lot of times, what farmers would do is they would try to split the cost. And that's, you know, so it's going to cost you $55,000 or $60,000 or something to have the power company set you up so you can, you know, run your three-phase power. Hmm. And you know, these guys that work for National Grid, you know, they make very, very good money. They, you know, their benefits are tremendous. Everything's expensive with any of these government-regulated industries.
Sure, there's no competition.
Yep, there's no competition. Everything's tremendously expensive. And it was going to cost him. It was going to cost him several times more just to buy electricity from the grid than it would cost him to run diesel fuel.
Let alone all the install.
Let alone just basically putting a guy out of business.
Right.
There's no point in him at 63 years old to put $1 million.
No, it's
into,
crazy. So shut it down. Give it to your kids. Whatever.
Oh, the kids don't want to. You know, can't do it either. There's no point. You can't.
No, I mean,
spend
give the money.
Well, right. Yeah.
If you got $1 million and you're at the end of your life, you know, and the kids aren't interested in running the lumber mill from that point forward, then you sell the place and give them the cash.
The kids are interested. It's profitable the way it is. It's the only reason he's still in business. So, and also there's other lumber mills all around the country. He was telling me there's one in Connecticut I know where they have a big cat diesel engine that spins a saw. And then, you know, they have electricity running other things. But so that guy's got the big cat engine, you know, the 300 horsepower, 200 horsepower cat engine spinning his big radial saw, cutting huge timbers.
Do you have to sharpen that saw daily or weekly or what?
Well, I know some of these guys, they have little replaceable carbides.
Yeah.
And when they break out, you just put a new tip in.
Okay.
And the carbides stay pretty good, I guess. I don't really know.
All right. And these big old spinners, they can what cut? How thick of a tree can you cut with that?
So this
can make a beam,
this
I would
guy,
presume.
This guy in Fitzwilliam was cutting trees that were 30, 40 inches in diameter, no problem. And he's got two 54-inch saw blades, one on top of the other. He could literally cut like an 8-foot log, you know.
When you say an 8-foot log, what's
like
that mean?
An 8-foot diameter tree. He can cut something huge. I mean, these...
An 8-foot diameter tree?
Yeah. I want to bring you over there and show you this place. This thing is... I've never seen anything like this. This is absolutely amazing.
You got a saw sound. You know what that is? That's a little hand circular saw.
Yes, I know.
Running
nothing
through a 2x4.
Like, nothing like the saw we're talking about.
Maybe some plywood.
So these saws literally have these huge... These blades have these huge... I don't know. They had to be like 70, 80 horsepower electric motors running them.
You'd need them.
Now the guy down in Connecticut that I knew, the EPA was giving him trouble years ago, he had a 200-something horsepower diesel engine. Then he had to replace that with a equivalent, you know, whatever electric motor, and the electric motor was going to be about $50,000 or something for him, and then he had to bring the three-phase in from the street, and he was, and I don't know what he was doing about it. In fact, I guess I could drive to his place. That's in Barkhamsted, Connecticut, because I bought lumber off him years ago, and he was having EPA issues, and I told this Brian fellow a little bit about this. So what the EPA ended up forcing Brian Damon to do, since there was no way he could bring in the power from the grid, he couldn't operate from at a profit. He could not operate at a competitive price and make a profit if he had to buy electricity. He can buy diesel fuel and running his own power plant. So what they did is they made him bring in another generator. He had to go buy another gen set. It had to be certain emissions approved. I can't remember what he told me. A tier 2, tier whatever.
Can't run the old one from the 40s.
Can't run the old one. And the new one is 550 kW. It's got a 12-cylinder Cummins engine in it. I went and looked at that. That one has to turn 1,800 RPMs. It's the way a lot of the newer engines are set up for higher RPM. And so it consumes a lot more fuel. Now, it is a smaller displacement engine. It is less horsepower. but it is spinning faster. So it is using a little over 15 gallons per hour of diesel fuel, and he cannot run the entire sawmill off this genset. And he's shopped around for years to buy a genset. So he's got planers in there. He's got like a shavings maker. He's, you know, for making bedding for animals. This guy's got just a lot of stuff. I was just so impressed with. This place is really cool. I'm going to go take a full tour of it sometime on a Sunday afternoon with him. And the guy's a farmer. He makes hay. He raises replacement dairy heifers. These guys all work. All his kids work in the business. He's got a handful of kids. He's got some grandkids. They all work. And it's just a real mom-and-pop operation all the way around. And he has to shut down certain other parts of the sawmill to finish planing wood, to run.
There's not enough power.
There's just not enough power, but he got some kind of super deal on this unit that's like, you know, a dozen years old. It was a couple $100,000. It was, I don't know how much he spent on plumbing it all in and all this stuff. And
A fortune.
So this auxiliary unit he bought has to stay in a trailer. The trailer has to be registered. It has to be insured. It's a semi-trailer. And the EPA requires him.
Are we still talking about the generator here?
No, he's got a second generator.
There's two
now.
Generators. Okay. There's one that's from the 40s and one that's, what'd you say, like less than 20 years old?
Yeah, it's like a dozen years old. So
the one from the 40s isn't supposed to be run at all.
Right. It's a stationary generator. It's basically built, it's inside of a big building.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, so the second generator this guy had to buy, and it was a few $100,000 to buy it, 550 kW. And that's 550,000 watts that it produces, so people understand, kilowatts, kW. And so this other generator uses, like, more than 50% more fuel.
You said 15 gallons a
day. About 15 gallons an hour.
Hour, sorry,
and
big difference.
He can't even run the whole sawmill, so now he's less efficient. So now he's, you know, he can't have everybody working at the same time. He doesn't, you know, I don't know if he laid anybody off or nothing. He didn't tell me that. But he just can't quite run the whole sawmill. And this other one uses more fuel, costs him a whole bunch of money, and he had to put it in a trailer. And one day a year, he has to remove it from that site and bring it somewhere else and prove to the EPA that he powered something else with it. He just can't take it and go park it in a hayfield down the road. He actually has to run it and log that he ran it. He has to set it up. And all this stuff. It's just, they're trying to put the guy out of business.
I wonder, you know, how they found out about him in the first place. Somebody snitched him out. I guess more coming up. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial on in here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on in at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
We're talking about the EPA, the, I don't think we actually spell it out, the Environmental Protection Agency is supposedly what that stands for.
Right.
It's a group of bureaucrats, officious bureaucrats in D.C. who believe that they own your property.
Oh, they're all over.
And that, well, they're based out of D.C. It's a federal agency. They believe they own your property, and they will tell you what to do with it. And you're giving us an example of this, the most recent one, because I'm sure there's plenty of people who've been abused by the EPA over the years. And this is a current story that has been going on for a decade. You just met a lumberyard guy who, you know, runs a lumber manufacturing facility, had run it off of diesel fuel for a long time, and the EPA came in and threatened him and said that he needed to get a more, I guess, a newer engine that apparently is not as efficient by like 50%.
Yep.
And so, and it's not even as good as far as the output of right. the electricity is concerned. So the guy can't even run his whole shop anymore because he's like, you know, out in the middle of nowhere in Fitzwilliam, New Hampshire, and it would be cost prohibitive to try to actually run power lines out there. So he's caught between, you know, running his business how he wanted to and how the government wants him to. And I guess they came to some sort of compromise where he agreed to get this other engine that you said has to be in a truck.
So it's mounted in a semi-truck trailer. It's like a 45-foot trailer you know, you see going down the highway. And it has to be all road legal, has to be all DOT inspected. And he has to remove it from the property one day a year to power something else.
Why?
Because that's what the EPA wants.
But why?
He cannot have a permanent power plant. Why?
Because
Home Depot and Lowe's and the huge lumber buyers do not want to deal with 10,000 mom-and-pop sawmills. sawmills. They want to deal with maybe 20.
Big loves big, and big is able to crush small. Right. So the reason that they have these rules as they sit, Ian, is because the EPA has different rules for portable generators than they do for stationary ones. Does that make some sense? That a portable one might be less efficient and might be able to put off more, you know, whatever emissions that might be that might put off. Does that make sense?
And so he has to prove that it's being used.
Not
portably.
Only does it have to be portable, but it has to be portable in sort of the you know, in reality, in
he has to
reality
prove that he's
and
moved
in use. So that's the reason.
And he has to prove this to the EPA.
Yeah, he has to prove it. And he has to run it. I said, so what are you going to do? Go get a 3-phase light bulb and turn it on all day and, you know, somewhere? And he's like, yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to. I kind of gave a more comical thing to do with it. I can't talk about it on the air, but and he thought it was pretty funny and sent the EPA a video of it. But he
Before you go on, so how did the EPA find out? Okay. You said you knew the answer to that question. So, I speculated someone snitched him.
I do. So let me tell you one thing first. This guy's question is, the whole purpose the EPA says you can't use this old engine is because of the environment and pollution, but yet it uses 50% more fuel.
It's insane.
How can it be less pollution?
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it is insane. This is just insanity. So here's how the EPA got a hold of this guy. The EPA goes around and targets specific industries all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They target all these sawmills and big sawmills. Like, so Sasmo's is one over in Brattleboro. They're just massive. It's like its own city over there, you know, sawmill.
Hmm.
That they, you know, they're very pro big government. Just like Tyson Chicken, you know, drafted up all this legislation and lobbied that you had to have all this specific stuff under the FDA to process chickens. So when my parents were little kids, there was... In the little town I grew up in, there was like 40 different small butcher shops, and they all went under because of legislation, because the big boys, you know, and the big ones are exempt. I'm very familiar with the dairy industry. Dairy Farmers of America is the largest milk conglomerate in North America, but definitely United States. And Dairy Farmers of America, the reps from DFA are squeezing the small dairies out. So, like, if you milk 5,000 cows or more on DFA's deal, your somatic cell rate, which is like a bacteria in the milk, can be at a level, and I don't know what the number is, but it can be above a certain level, or it can be up at a certain level. Let's say the level's, you know, 200, not even, you know, or whatever. But if you're less than 5,000 head, that your milk has to have a somatic cell rate of less than maybe 150 or something whatever.
So the standards are said to be more stringent for the small operations.
For the small operations. And so I was talking to a DFA guy one day, and I said, I think I got this figured out. I said, so Dairy Farmers of America, who doesn't want to deal with a bunch of couple hundred head dairies, they want to deal with, you know, they don't want to deal with 5,000 small dairies or, you know, milking, you know, 80, 90, 100 cows. They want to deal with 100 dairies that are milking 6,000 head. They want to deal with factory farms. This is the same thing with every resource, every food product. You know, Kellogg's cereal, who buys all this grain and all this corn and all this wheat, you think they want to deal with guys that are working 50 or 100 acres?
No.
They want to deal with mega farms. Cargill wants to deal with a couple hundred producers. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Not 10,000 producers. When you have operations that are so huge that are buying millions and millions of units of commodities daily and trading them, they need to get deals done to get all this bought. They don't need to have brokers and you know,
you can make 100 phone calls, you
hustling
can make one.
10,000 people when they only maybe want to hustle 1,000 people or deal with 1,000. And then, you know, and then what happens is these huge conglomerates, such as Dairy Farmers of America, for example, have these 6,000 head dairies. They're just totally in bed with them, and just whatever happens, happens. And it's just, and it's politics. And this is another reason I am such an avid anarchist, is because this can only happen because government exists as a protectionism racket for these huge corporate elites. And so getting back to this, the EPA is going out and literally targeting small operations. They're targeting family farms in Massachusetts. When I was 12, 13 years old, there was like 12 dairies or 14 dairies in Massachusetts. And what it was called the Massachusetts Manure Management Plan that was implemented in Massachusetts for livestock operations. And I know because they came to my dad's horse farm. And my dad said, get the hell off my property. I don't want you guys around here at all. And you're no good. And what it was this sustainable agricultural, cooperative between the United States EPA and the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection to make sure the runoff is clean and the water. And so what they
that
wanted
sounds like great stuff, doesn't it?
So what they wanted, Foskett, Ron Foskett, or George Foskett, was this dairy farmer that I worked there when I was a little kid, feeding calves. As a young boy, I worked there. He was right down the road from my grandmother's house. And they wanted him to put in this manure, like concrete gully manure thing. And they wanted him to, he could only, have X amount of cows after he put this in. He couldn't add cows to his herd. And he's like, well, I want to expand. And then they're like, well, we're going to, give you this grant, but in the grant, you're going to be regulated. And then but what you're going to have to do is, he just quit.
Forget it.
He just quit. He's old timer. He's just done. And
that's not an atypical story. I mean, you can't blame anybody for wanting to walk away when they're having to jump through all these arbitrary hoops. And
Cumberland Farms, we all know here in New England, that is a
convenience store.
Right. Well, they started as a dairy in Cumberland, Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
They were a little dairy farm 100 years ago or whatever. They've been a convenience store since like 1920 something.
Yeah.
And Cumberland Farms back then, this farmer was like, yeah, it's guys like Cumberland Farms that are squashing me because they're milking 5,000 head and they already have all this stuff. And they have, 800 retail locations around New England.
Right.
And now that Cumberland Farms, for a fine example, was able to be instrumental, and I don't have the evidence of this, but I'm very sure that Cumberland Farms was pro this legislation. I did heavy-duty research in the late 90s about Tyson with the chicken industry.
Yeah.
But so I can only speculate the same thing. So, like, Cumberland Farms and these really huge, dairy conglomerates are they don't want the competition, so they snuff out. There was 12 or 14 dairies. We counted it up the other day in Palmer, Mass. There isn't one right now,
wow.
Not a single. And but you look at Cumberland Farms, you'll see around here in New England that they are just building these big, beautiful stations everywhere. And they own dairies now all of New York. They own huge, large dairies. They contract with them.
Yeah, we can't get the federal government out of here.
That's right.
Soon enough.
It's utterly huge.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, so we're out of time for tonight, but you can join us online between now and tomorrow night when we'll be back. We do this thing 7 nights a week, live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can always listen live online at freetalklive.com or listen later via our podcast whenever you darn well please. We'll see you tomorrow.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, Symbi.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.